Hello, Ali here. Welcome to a bonus episode. In our pilot, I focused on how apples often are connected to mystery and to the supernatural. So why not speak to a real apple detective about why it's important to find out more about what apple varieties he has rescued and brought back, and why it's important not to let them fall into oblivion. We'll be back with a regular episode soon. Don't forget to find us on social media. You'll find all our links in the show notes. Here's my interview with Apple Detective Tom Adams. I spoke to Tom Adams of the Tom Adams Fruit Tree Nursery on the North Shropshire, North Wales border about his unusual role as the most well-known apple detective in the UK. His mission is to preserve and bring back long-forgotten apple varieties. How does he do this? It's all about creating the right environment for these rare heritage fruits, such as the Bringewood pippin. Let's find out what was happening in the 70s, a bit of a tricky decade when it comes to food shortages and the impact that that had on farming methods. What did it do to our trees? Our apples may look nice and taste sweet, but the old fruit, as Mr. Adams calls those rare apples, have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that make it well worthwhile to find out more about what can be done to preserve them. Let's hear it from the apple detective himself.
Do you get called out maybe to other parts of the UK or even internationally to do this?
I get called out to parts of the UK, yeah. Not internationally, not yet. I run a fruit tree nursery, an organic agroforestry fruit tree nursery, so it's based on regenerative farming. So I guess from a lost point of view, you know, we're turning barren sheep fields back into food productive, system, you know, using nature's systems and wildlife as well. You know, we attract a lot of predators on site to do our pest control, and we use things like willow. You know, we grow a willow coppice and we chip it, and the salicylic acid in the willow helps combat various fungal diseases. And we've got this kind of really lovely ecological system going on. We grow rare heritage varieties. You know, we grow some modern varieties because they're good and tasty and disease resistant. But yeah, I've been involved in the rescue of quite a few apple varieties, you know, where we found the last existing tree of certain varieties and brought them back, and we're now selling them and sending them out throughout the country. Some of the apples I found were on a farm in South Shropshire. One was called Bringewood Pippin, and another is Gypsy King. So a lot of these old varieties have kind of gone into obscurity or even extinction because a lot of orchards were grubbed up in the 70s. The government were paying farmers to grub them out to make way for grassland and wheat and the likes. There's an amazing organisation called the Marcher Apple Network. With them that we found lots of other varieties. The Marcher Apple Network have been doing a lot of DNA testing and finding old varieties thought to be extinct, and we've brought those on. And we've like one of the projects recently was to graft quite a few of each of these rare varieties and have them planted in different orchards throughout the country so that they're safe. Because, you know, if they were just in one orchard, even as a new tree, those trees could die, and, you know, then it's gone. So we've put them in a few different orchards. But when it comes to the flavours and the health benefits of the old fruit, like, you know, a lot of modern fruit is bred for, like, a pure, clean-looking skin and just a very basic, dull, sweet kind of juicy taste, whereas it's in the old apples where you've got more tannins, you know, slightly bitter flavours as well as the sweetness, where you have antioxidants and anti-inflammatories and compounds, and the same in the skin when it's a bit more gnarly and russeted. That's where the goodness is. So, like the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, probably doesn't ring true for the more modern varieties because a lot of the health benefits have been bred out of them for a very bland look and taste.
I asked Mr. Adams what kind of tools would an apple detective use to find those long forgotten fruits.
Like we get them DNA tested now. That's the modern way. Since I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the cost of DNA testing came down dramatically from, I think, around £200 a variety to now it's about £40 a variety. So that is the modern way. But again, like with the Marcher Apple Network, there were people there, some very skilled botanists who were able to look at the fruit, dissect it, and look at certain parts. They're all indicators as to, you know, particular varieties, because a lot of these details have been recorded in books in Pomonas over the years.
Thank you so much, Tom Adams, our very own Poirot of the Pomonas. You can check out his work, find out more about what he's up to at tomtheappleman.co.uk.